Yebo mpaye edie ho hyewu nsa tumira yemao din so. Father, we thank you so much for a wonderful day like this. May your name be praised, may your name be adored, may your name be exalted. Father, we arise, O God, before your word, because, O God, we say that we are ready to receive from you. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that let your word come unto us. Let your word come and transform us. Let your word come and inform us. Let your word come and reform us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you so much, O God. We bless you. Eradi adawasi tumira. Eradi dihini e wo Yesu Kristo dinemo. Ma wasem eradi mra. Wasem si wankasa ni asem no. Eniti eradi sa ube kasa chreye dia. Yesu yuhue di chreye. E wo Yesu Kristo dinemo. Amen. May you please be seated. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Erade boye na ye mo wo sum ho modern pa. Hallelujah. Ene esema Nyankopon na me mpanyi force di adom ye ne no. Eye parenting the child in the light. Parenting the child in the light. Hallelujah. I believe that almost all of us have experience in parenting. And in Tima Sabna and yet in Tinkra, hallelujah. Parenting the child in the light. Every family is designed to reflect the flesh and the spirit. Abusua bia no nyame hyehye ne se omo be yi hu namu niema di ene hu hu mu niema di ene nti abusua ye wo mu abusua ye sha se. As we begin to set up our families, we should remember that it is not only the physical aspect of building the family, but it also involves the spiritual aspect of it. And that is why the Lord, through the leaders of the church, has given us this topic, that physically we are parenting, but we have to parent spiritually too. Hallelujah. Scripture uses the imagery of the family to speak to our relationship with God in Christ. As believers, we are adopted children in the household of God. As Romans 8 verses 15 to 17 says, we are also heirs with Christ. Romans 8 verses 17. The living God is our Father, and we are his children. 1 John chapter 3 verses 1. These analogies illustrate the high calling and responsibility which accompanies Christian parenthood. The mechanics of Bible, no Bible, I can come about sui. Actually, Yanin Yanko Pontam Abusia, Sir Onyamina Yaja, and I am Sierden Yanema. So God is the prime parent. God is the first parent. God is the ultimate parent. Hallelujah. God is the parent that will never, ever give up on us, in Jesus' name. What is parenting? Parenting is the process of raising a child according to the dictionary, from birth to independent adulthood. Facilitating the upbringing of a child through all stages of development. caring and nurturing for a child. I quote one woman who wrote a book about parenting the adult child that as parents, you never stop parenting. Even when your children are in adulthood, married, and having children, you're still a parent. Hallelujah. Oh, worry, dear, yeah, worry. That's what that crew or now phone a boom. Now, friends, a mammy. Adiami kunudi yeminyo. Right away, your parenting kicks in. Hallelujah. And I'm a boy. Tina minka say your experience in Tino. Masam ne beck it will be. And I say, Okwa Juma Mumpo. And a bribisi ya. Wafre wa wan freni kunumpo wun of frewo. Right away, your parenting kicks in. So your parenting never ends. Hallelujah. According to psychologists, there are four types of parenting. Under these four types of parenting comes different ones, but the core is these four. The first one is authoritarian parenting. Authoritarian parenting. If you have ever told your kids to do something because I am the dad, that's authoritarian. Mina miyaja. Authoritarian. It is the most traditional style because parents are clearly in charge and children are expected to fall in line no matter what. That is authoritarian. It is authoritarian because it doesn't give the child to also speak their mind. That is authoritarian parenting. The second one is a permissive parenting. Permissive parenting is the polar opposite of authoritarian parenting. Permissive parenting wants their children to be their best friends. YIP.com says that. On the plus side, that makes parenting very nurturing. But being too easy also has its downsides. The problem is that there are no limits. So permissive parenting, there are no limits. Yes, I was all by downfall. And so there should be rules. There should be boundaries. But with a permissive parenting, there are no boundaries. The third one is uninvolved and neglectful parenting. As for this one, it speaks for itself. This type is similar to permissive minus nurturing. The parents are not involved in anything of the child, completely hands off. Their mantra, you do what you want. I really don't care. Me bom paya wo Yesu Kristo jinimu se. Webie wanwa kabisa achira wo bada. Unyame fanchao. Hallelujah. I don't care. Hey! I pray and rebuke any statement that had ever come out of your mouth to your child that I don't care. Whether you are joking, whether you are playing or you are serious, Abusuya, it is the most serious kind of words that a parent could ever say to the child. Hallelujah. Me bom paya se sewa kabida Yesu moja adum yeno and papers asamu wo Yesu Christo dinamo. The last one is authoritative parenting. The first one was authoritarian. That is different. This is authoritative parenting. Most psychologists consider authoritative parenting to be the sweet spot between authoritarian and permissive parenting. Research shows it strikes the balance. It usually ends up being the most comfortable, the best both children and parents could ever have. It reduces conflict. Kids feel safer in terms of knowing where their boundaries are, and they can trust and rely on them. And parents feel safer in asserting their boundaries. Yet, warmth and flexibility are part of this equation. Hallelujah. And the authoritative parenting, no, and your authoritarian, that is different. Your authoritative parenting blends the authoritarian and the permissive parenting. Say, oh, who kakra, now a kakakra. Oh, who kakra, now a kakakra. There are boundaries. The child has freedom to make certain choices, but then there are still boundaries. Hallelujah. What are the boundaries? How do we set these boundaries? That is the purpose for this message. Is the are these boundaries just your thoughts? Are these boundaries experiences from your past? Are these boundaries set based on the word of God? This is what the Lord is telling us today. That the boundaries should be based on the word of God. Yes, the word of God is in you as a parent. The word of God is in you as a grandmother, as a grandfather. So based on your experience in the past, you remember that, oh, in the past I did this. But that goes against the word of God. So I want you not to do that also. So every time we are correcting our children, every time we are advising our children, it should be based on the word of God. Hallelujah. Our third Bible reading, Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 54, tells us something. Your third Bible reading, Yesu, enene mame, enene papa, no muko baby, afibia. So, it means that Jesus, remember that Jesus was born a Jew. Not Joseph, a Jew. Not Mary, a Jew. But he came not just for the Jews, but he came for the Jews and the Gentiles. But the Jews decided not to accept him. And the Gentiles, hallelujah. So Jesus was taught the customs and traditions of the church at that time. That is verse 41, by the parents. Wasi afibiara, na ya fashe the Passover, afibiara no muko. Wa anko e nyane ba woho, wa kwa, wa chronu, na afashe nwu kwa. According to the Jewish custom, there are things that you are supposed to do. The father has a responsibility. The mother has a responsibility. The children has a responsibilities. It's only in akwa obia wodioyo. Na na Yesu nsu ya kira no dio wonsu anya den onyo. Hallelujah. Mi bisa wo say, have you taught your children the customs of this church? Hallelujah. How many times have we announced that we should what? Get Constitution. How many times have you taken the book of order? How many times have you sat down with your children to teach them the customs of this church? We are expecting the pastor to just come and stand here, the minister to come and stand here one Sunday in the whole year to teach us about the Constitution. It starts from home. Teach the children the customs of this church every single day. Jesus was taught to fellowship with the believers at the same time or as the faith of his parents. Nti yachirani se, ebusiye, yeko shiamu, na shia yeko shiamu no, yekwa kwa yo, bribia eshe onyame enmo nyam di onyame achre yensi enyeno enu ena yeke yo. He was taught the fellowship with other believers. He was taught the fellowship with believers of the same faith. Abusiyase wachre wo ma afasha hudu wa safunum. Have you taught your children the traditions, the things of the church, the things how we celebrate? A friend is saying, 40 days here before Easter. Have you taught your children all that? You don't wait till the child is confirmed or all those things before you have to teach them. Fasting, you know, when you be 40 days, you know, about Friday, well, yes, it's to say, assemble, but one here, one cast our subebu. But, Fanny said, oh, they also hear 1 hour, a year 40 days, also hear 1 hour.
Sa 1 hour away, men fall phone, men fall tablet, men fall bibia, share TV. Sa 1 hour, transinadrium, never say, a day, anna, me, am I ready, anna, dear, ready, ya mammy. Just 1 hour. Take the phones away, take the tablets away, take everything away. Let the child meditate on the word of God. It is a tradition of the church. It is something that the forefathers, the Calvinists, fought for. So we have to teach our children. Jesus was taught how to study the word by the Jewish tradition through question, answer, and discussion. Verse 46. If you go to the Jewish tradition, Abusia, I learned something about this Jewish tradition, and it's really it's just a mind blowing. Sir, na ye wa fasha, ye yema umafra, ye graduate you. Na graduation, you have to know a lot of things in the Torah. I was so recite, I was so reading the Bible. You have to know it. And out of that, for you to know that the tradition is done through question, answers, and discussion. How many times do we sit down and teach the children about the word of God? How many times are you ready to answer the questions that our children bring? Abusia, and now we tell questions, sir, and more friendly de bar. One way, what dream be boo? Hallelujah. But yet, it is up to us as parents to do the research. At that point, if you can't answer, tell them, Adia, where the Abu Magin is so, mommy, few minutes, and now mommy, few days, I will research and I'll bring you the answer. And be faithful to that. Kwakolano ho. Never answer, no man. By virtue of his birth, the parents had a hint that Jesus was a special child. But when they couldn't find him, they went in search of him. This means that parents need to search for the word as a foundation for parenting. No munim se. Or a day, or your special child, but now so no no. Omoko some quay then, omoko shushano. Now Bible see yes, we are then, or only a samno dia. Next, I say, was I woof for Yashusha samno, na ya dear then, ya disha yama. Jesus was taught how to engage in God's business. That is verse 49. Omoshusha, no man ko hunu ba bi asa sorry them. Omoshusha, no man ko hunu se oni nkrofo bi bobo. Omoshusha, no when he had 12 years old, he had the youth 80. He had the youth around him. Omo hu se Ghana game back on Chaskele any friend is saying all those wonderful games that were Pilolo and all those things that we used to do back home in Ghana. When they were looking for him, they didn't find him in the midst of towns, or they didn't find him in the midst of people playing, but they found him in the church, sitting with the elders, asking them questions. He was taught how to engage in God's business.
What's up again? No boy, yeah, Oba. Oba, Tempe. Oba, yeah, Fumbo. My, yeah, yeah.
my sister.
So we're going back to the topic again. It says parenting through the light. Jesus is the light. John chapter 8 verses 12 says, again Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So Jesus is the light. Jesus is the word. John chapter 1 verses 14 says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So if Jesus is the word and Jesus is the light, therefore the word is the light. Hallelujah. So Psalm 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So we as parents need the word to be able to grant our children the light, to be able to parent our children through the light. Ntidi asemni nyina kan nyina ne se. I was say yedinya miasam na titi ya ma. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is the word and he is the light. Hallelujah. Our first Bible reading teaches us how to parent in the life. First Bible reading, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9. Parenting the child with the word of God is a command. Abusia, eyo nyami, asadia, wadia mawu sa wofo. Abusia, guess what? This child could have come through anybody else. Abafrana wu, no, no. Yesu Christo, Yesu Shemuan, Yoko, who marry, Niasi, Yesu Baba, we are say on a merry moon, a baba. San, I will ban on so, and I will nana non so. San, on yammy, I should shaman, who say, Abafray, me will breed the man on your way. I have something special for this particular child, and it is this mother, and it is this father that I chose to bring this child through the earth. So Abusia, it is not an ordinary thing. Say, as a parent, you have been chosen to carry this child and bring this child to the earth. So it is a command. Onyamina, oshishwe maka sa, wuna ube ye jam, wuna ube ye na. Abusia, the friend is saying, if you say, your friend is saying, young fans a basketball for an answer, Obi Peja Kosra, and as Obria Bibikasia. The Abba Shusha, the first question is, who is the mother? The first question, who is the father? And as Obofrebia Bonibia, the first question, who is the mother? Who is the father? You carry a responsibility. So it is a command for you to parent a child with the word of God. The second one is that the command is to recite them according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6b, you know, or see, impress them onto onto your children. Hallelujah. Recite them unto your children. Christo whom some atrewoma, recite them to the children. It is a command, but he doesn't want you to keep the command to yourself. He wants you to recite the words of God, the commandments of God to your children. Like I said, in the Jewish tradition, you had to learn it. I was saying that recitation, that particular your friend is saying graduation, that particular sermon, that particular thing that they do. It's a beautiful thing that they do. To say, yeah, you confirm me, you have to recite it. And it's the building blocks of the Torah. And was so punawisa. So you have to recite it to our children. And then it says, talk about them when you are at home. Talk about them when you are at home. It means you talk about the word of God as a family. Hallelujah. Sit down as a family and discuss it. Hallelujah. And he says, talk about them when you are outside. But we belong to the community. So when we go outside from the family, when we go into the community, let us involve our children by talking talking about the word of God in the community. And yes, if you want any of them, na ya kanya miya samachirom. Nemo miya ni omu bakwa bonting. Hallelujah. Na ya kanya miya sam. Miko Jehovah Witness kakra. Na me papa me kotana ni nche wukumasi. Me papa niya mkotana ni nche wukumasi no Jehovah Witness. And you will go. Asankano, upe ko, ay! That was the first time you cried, Abba Agnibi. You share the books with ma. Ubeko, won't mean to have you. You will go. Ah, now to have you, Daniel Mount. You will not eat. They were that strict. You will go. Now, they are needy woman, say. And that is something that I really loved about it. And he said, Obia wakad. Aye trust wudinyo emofra no agya no obi a wo card na card no ya tro wudin and the number of hours of asenka wo be yo no ya record at the end of the week no agya no at the Beko Kingdom Hall akọ submit say family ye ye asenka me papa ye 6 hours me mama ye 6 hours me sum ye 2 hours me nua keto ye 3 hours you will do it abusia. Are we going out there to the community teaching the traditions of this church to people? We are not. We haven't even taught our children. How do we take our children out there to the community to teach them? It says, talk about them when you are lying down. It means when you are going to sleep, talk about the word of God. And it says, talk about them when you get up, when you wake up, talk about the word of God. Yekoda, your Facebook, your YouTube, your WhatsApp. Hey, nyame asam nka ho. Ni yakoda. Na yesu da ehunhu a. Na fe ye freshofo. Hallelujah. When you wake up, sorry, at the first thing, talk about the word of God. It should be a tradition in the house. Mokoda, Yedinyami Asem Nebekwakoda. Yes, sorry, Yedinyami Asem Ne, sorry. Hallelujah. Now see, tie them as a symbol to the hands. Tie them as a symbol to the hands. The hands means action. And symbols, every symbol has a meaning. Tisa din kra symbols awa gana yi. Ebiya unhu symbol na unim. Jinyame, huan, nyamidia, all those. So as a symbol to the hands, it means that the word of God should have a meaning to the actions of our children. And it bibi biara yen yawu for ye beye, bibi biara mofrani beye, every action that is coming from us as parents or action that is coming from our children should have a meaning. And that meaning should be based on the word of God. Hallelujah. And it says, bind them to your foreheads. The forehead represents the thoughts, the brain. The forehead also represents what? The destiny. Say, adwene a wo ma bedwene no, adwene a wo ma bedwene no, enye nyame asama wo bedwene. Bind them to the foreheads. And now say, wo ma dachi, may the destiny of our children be based on the word of God. Not be based on what we think, not be based on what the community thinks, but the destiny of our children should be rooted in the word of God. Hallelujah. And he said, write them on your door frames, which means that things, a door represents things, how things come in and go out. Into a coin, a door, treasure, sending a niema banner, niema ko. Which means that the word of God should be able to check the things that come into your children's life and the things that go out of your children's life. It should be checked by the word of God. Hallelujah. And he said, write them on your gates. The gate is when you are going out of the house. And it says that when the children are matured, or it represents that when the children are matured and are ready to leave the house, ebra ya ya ye fro fe 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 abofra ne be konum so o koni san so o de nyame asem na ko and answer o koni san enti when they are going out of the gates, when they are going out to be outdoors, to be on their own, they should be able to go bold chested because they are going with the word of God. Hallelujah. What do you want for your children? It is important to think through your basic objectives as a parent. Without specific objectives and goals to carry out, parenting becomes a hit and miss affair. So why is she saying, parenting no na kwa say hit and miss me oh where me yan anya yiti next time me yan sa. What kind of adult do you want your children to become? And your own objectives should follow the following priorities. Abusia me kandi si asem so say say mofra na ekwa. These are the objectives o mu kwa wiase no. Dia ye pese wo mu kwa wiase ni. Dia di kan eh self acceptance. Self acceptance so be gine ho atum say me nsu me yobi anya sa wo kwa obi ka bibi kitu abi kira ne pese wo hne nya fepe na ye basa. Self acceptance, and that is in the word of God. Psalm 139 verses 13 to 15. Because of time, I'm going to rush through this. Psalm 139 verses 13 to 15. The second thing that we want our children to go, the building blocks that we want our children to go with is obedience. That is in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1. The next one is financial responsibility. We want our children to be responsible financially. That is also in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 21 verses 20. Healthy relationships with others. Romans chapter 12 verses 18. Those are the building blocks. And then the next one is discovery and development of spiritual gifts. That is in James chapter 1 verses 17. Oh, another building block is that they have a vital walk with the Lord. That is Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 6. Another one is that they should be able to respect for authority. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 13 to 17. I will say, your man said, you will have to respect authority. And then for them to grow responsibly, they have to be responsible. That is also in the word of God. Luke chapter 16 verses 10. And then they have to be generous in giving. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 8. And they have to be good stewards of time and talent. Good stewards of time and talent. They have to use, they have to make good use of their time. They have to make good use of the time that they are here, the time that they are married, the time that they have children. But they have to make good use of it. That is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 16. Those are all important. Those are the building blocks. Hallelujah. It is not too late. If you didn't start early, you can still do something. Hallelujah. I want to end with a story of one wonderful woman that ever lived. Her name was Susan Wesley. Susan Wesley was the mother of John Wesley and Charles Wesley. Susan Wesley had 10 children at that time, and she was raising 10 children. And her son, John, the founder of the Methodist movement, published a letter in which his mom shared the principal rules for parenting, covering the things. The mother, Susan Wesley, set up a rule. She had rules, principal rules, in the house. Because of time, there were about 10 rules, but I'm only going to talk about 3. Because our understanding of child development have changed greatly since the last 3 years. Susan was 300 years ago that Susan passed. But she was raising these kids. It was in the 1700s. The first rule was devotion. The children of his family were taught, as soon as they could speak, the Lord's Prayer. Wunya ka mama dada, mama dada. The first thing she will teach you is the Lord's Prayer, which they were made to say at rising and bedtime constantly. What sorry? When you're sorry for him, Pastor, the Lord's Prayer. Ukoda, the Lord's Prayer. Constantly. Constantly, you have to recite it. Another wonderful thing that I loved about Susan, the second one that I chose, was that when the children were little older, when they could sing, Susan will always pick a hymn. Susan will always pick a psalm. A hymn in the Old Testament, a psalm in the Old Testament, and they will sing. I want to ask you this question.
How many times did you take the hymn book and sang a hymn with your children? I was your baby hymn book, no matter just about sorry. And no crown, so say project an inti. We hymn book, crown, we name baby a da. Hallelujah. We hymn book, crown, we name baby a da. How many times do you take the hymn book? We are crying that our children are leaving the church. But I'm asking you, how many times did you take the Presbyterian hymn book and sing hymns with your children? How many times did you sing the both the English version and the tree version? I have the English version of it, and we sing at home. At the end of the school day, every day when they come back from school, Susan will pair them. And each pair will sing a hymn. Each pair will sing a song. The third thing and the last thing that I've chosen was that every Sunday were special days in the Wesley house. That's how they call it. It was called a Sabbath. The Sabbath, I know certain churches where I was born into means the Sabbath is Saturday. But a Sabbath is a day that you set apart. You set apart as a family that this day is for us and God. Yaya juma bebre. Na sada idia. Meni mebusia ya shishato wase sada idia. A juma nim. Bibia nim. Because of America abrabo. Eni a juma hun semiti. A busia debi wawa. Ebi awaye se kwesia dadie. And kaya nyajuma. Nansu yajuma onesium. Uyajuma medical fielder. You have to work every other weekend. But then that Sunday no cross obekwa sorry. And that's obekwa juma sa Sunday na. Making sure say the time that you have, sa time na uwono, before you even go to work, should be a time set up for the family to have time with God. And yes, I kwasia dano and I will koya shopping or Macy's. And yes, I kwasia dano and I will call for phone, I could call me home some. And yes, I kwasia dano and I will, I mean, you have to set that thing up. You have to set it up for them. So that when they grow, they will also know that, hey, I have to set some day apart to serve God. They were expected to participate in family prayers, which they used to do by signs before they would kneel and speak. On that day, we teach the children how to kneel before the Lord, how to submit before the Lord, how to come down before the Lord. Because of these things, because of these wonderful teachings of Susan, John Wesley started the Methodist movement. And to date, the Methodist church is still there. It means that the name of Susan will never be wiped out. Hallelujah. So the Methodist Church started because of the training of Susan Wesley. And Charles Wesley, his brother, also wrote so many hymns. He is accounted for writing 6,500 hymns. And it is a new man of Pabia and Anima Menene to Ubertuan Sawada with him near Diano. Charles Wesley moved so much that Charles grew up in writing hymns. Or that's sorry, no, through him. Or that's sorry, no, through him. Or that's sorry, no, through him. He wrote 6,500 hymns. And one of my favorite hymns from Charles Wesley is Yesu me ejifu nebo Meribah. Presbyterian hymn number 557. Susan Wesley, na yebri bi na sa ni me ba. Mi si
judging.
The mother put something in him. When you read the verse 2, no, actress any mammy tron, actress any baby, or say, won't call him in Tabia. Made me cry to her, hallelujah. Won't call so nominita. Won't call so one me boa for. The mother taught him that there could never be any help in the world, but the only help is from Jesus. And the mother taught him that in the word of God. I will say to you, my dear friend, won't call it. Sin. Along the way, if you sin, there is a man that is ready to forgive you of your sins, and that is Jesus. Ebusua bompaye neke de radia se. Bompaye neka chere radia se. E radia buame. Na mefa masem. Mefa wasem entiti me ma. Mefa wasem entiti me ma. Entiti me nananum. Parenting is not only the biological ones that you have, but anybody that is placed in your hands that you're taking care of. Bi wo ha na abofra bi wa kurasi a woni agya enienna na akofa na se oba. You took that child as a parent, you adopted somebody as a child, or you love somebody's child as your child, you love the youth as your children. Oh, pray that may the Lord God Almighty help you to use his word to teach them in the name of Jesus. Eradia dawasi. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you that you have been the word through which we are going to raise our children. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. As the children of Susan Wesley rose up, grew up, oh God, and establish these great things. 300 years over, we are still remembering Susan Wesley. We are still remembering her children. We pray in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God, oh God, that we use to teach our children, establish our children. The 500 years to come, even if you have not come to take us to your home, our children will be remembered. And we will be remembered also as faithful parents that taught our children with your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Yeah.